head coach of the Avon Eagles. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time to come up here and join us and talk wrestling. I'll let Tom kind of go through the meat and potatoes with you. I'm just here to get us in and out of the breaks. But, appreciate you coming. Give us a little bit about your background, you know, how long you've been involved with wrestling and all that, and how long you've been with the Avon Eagles.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for doing this for the sport of wrestling. It's great. Our boys and girls work so hard, so to get some recognition is great. Myself, I grew up in Elyria and wrestled at Elyria Y. My dad was the head coach at Elyria High for 10 years. We went to St. Edward, where I was a three-time state champion. My brother was a three-timer there, national champs. I wrestled at Illinois in college, Big Ten champ, a couple-time All-American there. After that, coached in Illinois, taught out there for a while. And moving back to Ohio, coached at St. Ed's, coached there for a while. And now I'm head coach at Avon High School, and it's a great place. It's the homegrown Eagles, and I love it there.
Mark, you're in your second year as you took over the program from Coach Johnson, a pretty good program. You ended up third in the SWC last year. Looks like you bring back six district qualifiers. Talk to us about that core of that team that's coming back for the Avon Eagles.
We have a great, solid core. These boys worked hard all throughout the offseason. We had three of them make it to Team Ohio and compete out in Fargo. We had boys doing competing throughout the year, going to camps. So these sophomore, junior, seniors that are returning, they're amped. Their intensity in the room's been high this year, so they know what to expect and know what it takes to get past that district qualifier. So hopefully we get some those guys turn into state qualifiers now.
I noticed third in the SWC last year. Are you wearing a little bit of a target this year between you and the kind of the school down the road with the number of qualifiers you have back? Do you set that as one of your goals, probably coming away with an SWC championship if possible?
Yeah, that's a high goal. We got some tough teams in this conference, so it's always going to be a battle. So you never know what you're going to get during the dual season and then the tournament. You got to make sure you're healthy. And, yeah, beating Avon Lakes, always a great feather in the cap for Avon High School.
You listed the Medina Tournament, the MIT, nationally known, and then the Berkshire Battle Belt. Talk to us about those big in-season tournaments that you're getting ready for.
Yeah, we got a good range of tournaments. We start off at the Cobos, the Avon Lake Cobos Tournament. So get underway there, then go to the, a couple weeks later, the MIT. That's looking tough. That was like state preview, state level wrestling there. So we get a lot of good feedback there. If things to work on from that, we go to Berkshire Battle for the Belt, which is awesome. You get these heavyweight, giant WWE looking belts, and that's like the main reason we go there. And the competition's really stepped up there the last couple years. Like Oregon and Clay and Aurora and these other teams are starting to show up there, and it's been. It's a good mix of competition to get us ready for the conference tournament and sectionals.
Mark, how do you guys look at it? Are dual meets more important than your invitationals? Like when you're looking at the regular season, do they have equal importance to you? Do you want to be involved with more invitationals? Just tell us about the scheduling and what you guys consider important.
Well, it's definitely different as a coach. As a coach, I really look at December as more of a all preseason. Just, I want to see effort. I want to see attitude. I want to see improvement every day, every week as a coach. Getting their hand raised is less important to me at that point. I know as a competitor, I would that's all I would want is get my hand raised. Then as you get more in the later in the season, yeah, you really want to peak for that conference tournament, especially for sectionals and districts. And when we were at St. Ed's, that's just the way it was. Just wanted to make sure you have a great regular season because it's like a schedule, but you also want to make sure you're peaking at the end of the year. And then when you look back, like, we had a 6-1 conference season and a dual meet schedule. So when you look back, it's like, man, that was really good. I'm proud of that. But at the time, you're really focusing in on that week and getting better for that week and getting them be at their best and healthiest at the end of the year.
One of the things that's unique about wrestling is obviously, I think first and foremost, you think of it as an individual sport, right?
Right.
It's the guy on the mat trying to beat the other guy, about as individual as it can be. Yet it's a team sport. You're going for team points and team championships.
Right.
How do you mix in both, where you need your individuals to do it, but then you also have to fill out a lineup that's maybe the best for your team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we try to send out our best guys at each weight. We don't play around too much with the weight classes. Just whoever earns that spot goes out there and get there. And as a team sport, you're right. It's not an individual. You need those teammates to help pick up that intensity in the room to make you better. I remember at each level I was at since Elyria Y, St. Ed's, Illinois, I've had great workout partners to each step. And that does help you and make you better and push you.
And, Mark, you guys have to exit through the Perrysburg district again, right? That's pretty much that's turned into a brutal district out at Perrysburg.
Yeah, I'm not sure what district it will be. I don't know. I've heard rumors that might be all mixed up this year. But any northern, northeast, or northwest Ohio district is going to be a grind to get through just with those heavyweight teams there. So whoever makes it out of there is a stud, and a lot of respect to them.
Well, good stuff. Well, we wish you good luck on the season, Mark. Thanks, and we'll be in touch as the season goes on, trying to get some updates and find out what's going on with the Eagles.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate you guys doing this.
It's our pleasure. That is Mark Jane, the head coach of the Avon Eagles. We'll be joined by